by, and thanks for tuning in to the Boxcar 711 Old Time Radio Pod. I'm Bob Camardello, your host. Just taking a moment to thank each and every one of my listeners for helping to make this podcast as popular as it is, and to remind you that visiting my homepage plays an important part in the ratings here at Podomatic. So if you want to support me, one way to do so is to visit boxcars711.podomatic.com. Once again, boxcars711, that's one word, .podomatic.com.
The best old-time radio from people you trust, where the oldies are still young.
Obsession rules, and not even death means defeat. It's nightfall. Welcome, dear friends. Frederick Hend, to guide you through the shadows of a life passing. Death is, you know, only the leaving of one place to journey to another. But what of those left behind? What of their responsibilities and their feelings for the dead? In tonight's story, The Undertaker, by Al Purdy, dramatized for Nightfall by John Douglas, we are shown a man who has somewhat more to do and think about than your average bereaved lover right now. Let's join two of our characters in a funeral parlor.
For almost a month now. I know just where the carotid artery is.
Just have the embalming tubes ready when they're needed.
Sure, Mr. Brandon. But I'm really sorry, sir.
What about?
This is Miss Holliday, isn't it? Beth Holliday?
What if it is?
Well, I mean, they say you and she... Didn't you used to be...
They say... What do they know?
Nothing, I guess. Only I thought that...
It wasn't what you think.
I don't mind listening, Mr. Brennan. If you want to tell me anything...
I don't want. This is just another subject, you understand?
Yes, sir. I met her once. She was a real nice lady. It's a shame she's here so young.
Princess.
You beg your pardon?
I called her Princess.
Princess?
She thought I was a prince.
Princess?
Well, she got me wrong.
Hey, Princess. I'm here, Joe. Come and sit down.
Half buried in books, like always. I'm supposed to carry them, remember? You strain yourself or something.
I'm not made of china, Joe.
Sure you are. Is the way you look part of it, the heart thing?
I don't know. I just have to be careful. No running, no game, no excitement.
No boys.
Until you came along.
Somebody had to stop them pushing you against the wall. Dumb clutches. Always acting like you weren't there. They know you're there now.
No. They know you're there. I thought you were going to push some of those kids right off the balcony at the movie.
Teach them some manners. I guess it must have been real lonely when you were a kid, eh?
Oh, no. I can't ever remember a time when I didn't have poetry.
Oh, yeah.
Can I read you some of it?
Yeah, sure, if you want to.
It's called Sharing Eve's Apple. I'm sorry?
Nothing. Go on, read it.
Oh, blush not so. Oh, blush not so. Or I shall think you knowing. And if you smile the blushing while, the maidenheads are going.
Sounds pretty raunchy to me.
I don't understand what you mean.
No, I guess you don't.
Joe, can I ask you something?
Sure. What?
Why do you like me?
Well, I guess...
Is it because I don't act like the other girls?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's it. Why don't you laugh sometimes? That wouldn't hurt you, would it?
No. But I can enjoy things without laughing. Am I too serious?
No. Beth, if I kissed you, would it? Would it?
I don't think so. Do you want to?
I want to.
Well, then...
Your face is cool, like rain.
Yours was hot, like a fire. Joe, walk me home now, please.
Okay. Well, wait till I get your books together. Old Keats in there.
Give me the knife.
Right here.
Right now, pay attention, Arthur. Press here so you don't have to grab at them. Just strong enough pressure so you can see the carotid artery clearly. Respect. Very important. You respect the dead, Arthur. The touch must be gentle, like...
Don't break.
Damn.
Oh, sorry, sir. Here it is. Here's the knife. I didn't mean to...
And cut. Embalming tube and pressure, quick. Now the jugular...
Cut. I'm sorry.
Drainage tube.
Got it. Shall I...
Don't touch her. Just tell me the routine.
Again. Carotid in, jugular out.
Yeah. I couldn't stay with you. Understand.
Sir?
I wasn't talking to you. Oh, princess. Your blood is just like everybody else's.
Joe?
Huh? Hello, Beth.
I've been seeing you for a long time.
Oh, you're seeing me. Hell of a day, okay.
How's Mary Lou?
Who?
Mary Lou. The girl you're going out with. That hosebag.
Haven't been near her in weeks. You've been kind of out of it, haven't you?
I guess I have. But not about her names, of course. You're really playing the field.
That's what they call it in Sunday school. Well, Beth, nice seeing you. I got you going.
Joe, I just wanted to congratulate you. They say you've been accepted at school in Toronto in the spring.
No big deal. Embalming school. Good money, And the customers don't talk your head off. Old Clegg, it's going to take me on here when I graduate.
I didn't know it was that.
Yeah, I suppose you would be scared of that. Well, I'll be seeing you.
Joe, I want to give you something. A kind of farewell present. Please.
Look, Beth. It's all over, okay?
I know it's over. I won't try to talk to you again. But I copied this out for you, and I want you to have it.
Not another poem. I don't believe this.
The last one. Read it.
Beth,
please.
All right. Give it to me. Darkling, I listen. And for many a time, I have been half in love with easeful death. Call him soft names and many amused rhyme to take into the air my quiet breath.
Now more than ever seems it rich to die, to cease upon the midnight with no pain, while thou art pouring forth thy soul abroad in such an ecstasy. Still wouldst thou sing, and I have ears in vain, to thy high requiem become a sod.
You know, I think I almost understand that.
I'm glad. Goodbye, Joe.
So long. Princess?
Yes?
Thanks.
Why are you thanking me, Joe?
I don't know. Bye.
Do I have to tell you? Listen, Arthur, if you're going into the funeral business, you've got to be detached.
Oh, Clegg, what a touch of detachment. Now, Clegg was a real professional.
Subject.
Puppy, everything.
That's what they're teaching you to call him now. Yes, you young pup. I mean the subjects. Like this poor old bugger on the table here. I knew him all my life. Couldn't stand him, of course, but that's neither here nor there. And the first thing you'll be responsible for is preparing the embalming fluid.
Yes, sir.
You look a little white and pinky, boy. Didn't skip breakfast, did you?
No, sir. I'm fine.
Never skip breakfast. First rule for a long and healthy life. Now, about the carotid. Corpses don't mind much if you can't find that artery the first time around, but it makes a messy job.
Yes, sir.
Especially if it's a woman. Some of them low-neck dresses they wear to meet their maker nowadays is a scandal. You got to make damn sure the incision is covered.
I understand.
All right. Now, I showed you where the carotid was. Now, you find it for yourself. Go on. Broaden the neck with your fingers till you find it.
Okay, Mr. Clegg. Wow.
What's the matter?
I never got used to it. No matter how many bodies we practiced on, how hot they are. Almost like fire.
Fresh beef. Ain't had time to cool yet. As soon as anyone dies, their temperature shoots up like skyrocket. Don't know why, but that's the way it is. Like they wanted to live some more, and that was the only way they could show it. Now go on, get a hold of that artery.
I've got it.
Should have turned on the pump first, so you'll have pressure for the fluid. All right, now steady your hand for one deep stroke.
Ready?
And slice.
That's got it. Switch off.
Yes, sir.
Now, what will I seal the cut? So.
Funny, isn't it?
You find something funny about Miss Holliday, Arthur?
Oh, no, Mr. Brennan, I didn't mean that. I mean that it's odd how hot dead people are for a while.
Like they wanted to live some more. And that was the only way they could show it.
I guess Miss Holliday here, she didn't live very much, did she?
We're all of us alone, Arthur.
Oh, I'm not. And the girl talks to me. I mean, really talks. Not just, you know.
Well, congratulations. Keep her around.
You know, Beth here, she was a real beauty once. She's almost beautiful now.
Yeah.
Death's the best cosmetic there is. Watch the best of our funerals, Arthur. Watch her lying in state. You'll see. When it came old Clegg's turn for the table here, I made him look fantastic. I was wrinkled.
I don't think she was alone.
What?
Miss Holliday. The kids loved her at the library.
Kids?
And my little sister. She's a great one for stories. Sally. She really cried when she heard about Miss Holliday. Said nobody could tell stories as good as she could. You know, dragons and unicorns, and knights that rescue princesses and castles.
Arthur, shut up!
Sure, Mr. Brennan. Can I say something wrong?
Just get me something to drink. There's a bottle in the cabinet behind you. Just get it, will you?
Yeah. Sure, Mr. Brennan. Right away. Right here, sir.
Oh. Don't drop it.
It's okay, Mr. Brandon. I got it.
I don't know why I flared up at you like that. I have to forget it.
Of course, sir. I want you to know, I do admire your professionalism, but...
Hmm?
Well, you're really upset about Miss Holliday, and you've got no reason to be.
Haven't I?
Well, she was frail. Bad heart. What could you have done?
Real little Sherlock, aren't you, Arthur? Been tracking me all night. Now, seems only fair if I level with you, eh?
Mr. Brennan, you don't have...
You see, Arthur... You see... I was responsible.
What?
Let me tell you all about it. Let me tell you... how I killed her.
Couch, you mean? Are we a little close to the chapel for stuff like this? What is this room anyway?
Well, it's a private retiring parlor for the nearest and dearest. Yeah, when their grief and loss get just too much for them, they can come in here and flop in private.
Here? On the same couch we...
It softens the springs for the general public. Hmm?
Uh-huh. You are such a waste, Joe. You don't even know what you're scared of. Never mind. The mourners, whatever you call them, what if they come in here?
They won't. Arthur's in charge out there. He knows his job. Besides, the door's locked.
Hmm. And who's going to be the next couch E? That tramp, Julie, at the bus station cafe?
Come on, Sylvia. You're not my wife.
She's been giving you the freeze. I've seen her.
No girl wants to look easy.
You son of a...
We're really going to get it now.
Oh.
We've been needing this rain for a week.
And see you from the street.
Venetian blind, Sylvia. Just right for people. Oh,
what is it?
Across the street. It's Beth.
The librarian?
Yeah. Without her umbrella. Would you believe it?
I don't believe it.
Every day of the year, she drags that umbrella around with her. Except today. Now look at her. Maybe I should get dressed and give her one of ours. Yeah.
Joe, you'll get soaked. Don't be crazy. Oh, she's got her umbrella. You just can't see it.
I guess. Wouldn't look too good, would it? Respectable funeral director running around half-dressed in the rain.
Yeah, you better believe it. Hey, come on. Come on back here. Let's get a little less respectable.
What the hell? She started to run.
That's surprising.
I've never seen her run before. Never in my life.
The big news of the week is somebody running to get out of the rain.
Come on. Get on your clothes and get out.
What the
I
hell?
I said get on your clothes. I want you out of here now. Brandon Funeral Home. Joe Brandon speaking. May I help you?
Listen, Brandon. This is Julie Matthews at the Station Cafe.
Julie, this is fantastic. I was just...
Cut the crap, Brandon. This is a professional call.
Oh?
A woman just ran in here and keeled over. She's dead, Brandon.
Dead? But we can't just go down
there.
There's
a doctor close by, and the cops have been here and everything. It's certified cardiac arrest, and there's nothing for anybody to do now except you.
Family. She must have relatives somewhere who will come down.
That poor old weirdo from the library? Not a chance.
Beth.
That's it. Beth Holliday. Do you know her?
We were in the same class at school.
You gotta be kidding. This woman's pushing 50.
30.
Hmm.
Julie, she looks all right, doesn't she?
What?
Well, sudden death, the body functions sometimes. Respectable women, the skirt gets... She's not like that, is she?
Joe Brandon is asking me this?
You heard me.
Okay, simmer down, eh? She looks just fine. Came in here breathing hard, nothing else, and just lay down like she was tired, and that was all.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be all. I'll get my assistant. We'll be there in 5 minutes. Just a little faster with the umbrella there. Beth might have had to run. Might still be alive. Nice spot, eh?
I don't think that's it at all, Mr. Brandon. She didn't die for lack of an umbrella.
For lack of what, then?
Of love.
I didn't love her. At least not
in time.
I think that's enough for now, Arthur. I won't be needing you anymore today. I'll do her clothes and makeup myself.
Yes, sir. Seems funny to think of Miss Holliday in makeup. I'll check the coffin and flowers in the chapel before I go.
Has she any flowers?
One bunch. Library board.
Arthur. Buy some extra flowers, lots of them, and put them on our own account, okay?
Right. I got some roses, Mr. Brandon. Shall I set them up?
Red roses? Red? For her?
But I thought...
She never married...
White.
White, you stupid kid.
Sorry.
Give me the damn things and get her fresh roses. White ones.
All right, you. What do you want?
Hey, Julie, it's me.
Brandon. You're not the worse for wear.
Well, yes, I do.
You're drunk.
I'm better when I'm drunk.
That poor Holliday dame. Is she,
I finished her an hour ago. She's all fixed up in the chapel.
Mm-hmm.
She looks almost 30 again. Just like me.
Were you close?
Yeah.
Why the roses?
Red. No good for her. Some kid bought red roses. I made him go get white. The roses okay for you?
Thanks.
Hey, Joey. Come be with me tonight. Please.
All right. But not now. There must be people in the chapel with her.
Three of them. The other librarian, the mayor, and a cousin from away. Three of them.
When should I?
Midnight. The back door will be unlocked. Follow the corridor straight ahead to the private room beside the chapel.
Okay. I'll see you then.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You did come. I guess I kind of thought. You don't mind if I leave the light off, huh?
Mm-mm.
You're cool. Julie.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe you expect me to be kind of wild. Not my reputation, but tonight, I really want to be gentle.
Brandon, funeral home, Joe Brandon.
Joe?
Yeah, who's this?
Joe, it's Julie. I'm sorry, Joe.
You're sorry? Oh, Julie, I love you.
I'm sorry, I just couldn't make it last night.
You what?
I couldn't make it. Listen, I'll come tonight, Joe. I'll be there for sure tonight. You're not mad, Joe? Joe, please believe me. There was nothing I could do. Joe?
Mr. Brandon, thank God I found you. It's the subject, sir, Miss Holliday. It's, rictus, I think they call it. I've never seen it before, except in pictures. The muscles have stiffened, pulled the corners of the mouth up. She's smiling. Mr. Brandon?
Never any guarantee that getting what you thought you wanted will be anything like you expected. Here's who was involved in tonight's show.
The Undertaker by Al Purdy was dramatized for Nightfall by John Douglas and featured John Stocker as Joe Brandon, Sean O'Hara as Young Joe, Colleen O'Neill as Beth Holliday, and Elva Mae Hoover as Sylvia. Donnie Griffin played Julie, with Tom Huff as Arthur and Ken James as Old Clegg. The technician was Brian Pape, with sound effects by Bill Robinson. The script editor was Donna Howlett. Production assistant, Nancy McElveen. The Undertaker was produced and directed in Toronto by Bill Howell. Executive producer for the series, Don Kowalczyk. And now, your host.
Next week, we present Private Collection by Edmonton writer Warren Graves. The story concerns the strange disappearance of a number of attractive unmarried women. Between the ages of 19 and 25, these women seem to have nothing else in common except that each of them has some connection with a very ordinary government research building in the middle of town. Or is it so ordinary? The cast includes Graham McPherson, Gordon Marriott, Tom Peacock, Judith Mabey, Stephen Walsh, Jill Dick, and Lynn Crowther. It was directed by Laurie Seligman. Until then, I'm Frederick Hemp for Nightfall.
Radio.